What was the significance of the Brezhnev era? That's what I want to look at in this short talk. I guess the significance of the Brezhnev era, which began in 1964 and finished in 1982, lies in what it was itself and in what it left behind. In other words, let's start off by thinking about what the Brezhnev era was. What did it consist of? It's gone down in history as an era of stagnation. If you know anything about Brezhnev, you may know it as the era of stagnation. This was the name that Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev, later president of the Soviet Union, gave to those years. But there are different ways of looking at the Brezhnev years. To just think of it as an era of stagnation doesn't do it justice, because Brezhnev was in power for 18 years. So for 18 years, for almost two decades, Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev was one of the two most powerful people in the world. And yet, so little seems to be known about him. When I published my own book on Brezhnev a few years ago, I was staggered to discover that my book, which was published two decades after the death of Leonid Brezhnev, was the first one in English to be written about Brezhnev since the time when he was leader of the Soviet Union. So again, somebody who had been one of the two most powerful men in the world for almost two decades then seemed to disappear from history. There were two decades went by when nobody seemed very interested in him. Even in the Soviet Union and Russia, there was little published on Brezhnev until the 1990s at the earliest. And one of the explanations for this is simply because everybody accepted that it was a time of stagnation. This is what Gorbachev had said it was. He basically implied that very little happened during the Brezhnev years, and therefore, why should it be studied? Another explanation for the lack of interest in Brezhnev for many years was simply that so much else was happening in the Soviet Union. After Brezhnev came collapse, not straight after, but Brezhnev died in 1982. Within 10 years of his death, the Soviet Union didn't exist anymore. Had anybody predicted that in 1982, then most people would have thought that they were mad. And yet, so much happened after Brezhnev that, in a sense, he became the forgotten man of history. And what I want to do in this talk is to try and fill out the picture of Brezhnev. To say, well, of course there is truth in it being an era of stagnation, but also the Brezhnev years were what one might call the full outworking of the Soviet experiment. Is it even too much to say that the Brezhnev years were the high point of Soviet power?